Hello and welcome to the Corporate Warriors podcast. This is the area where high performers like you learn how to advance in their careers while staying true to themselves and avoiding burnout at the same time, so that you become unshakable from the inside out. I'm your host, Fela Rosa, and today's topic is a really important one for all high performers out there. It's the inner critic. Because here's really the truth. If you're type A, always pushing for the next goal, really hyper-motivated and ambitious in your career, there's very likely a voice inside of you that is pushing you forward, potentially also draining your energy quite a bit. So in this episode, I'm gonna walk you through my personal stories of how I got to know my inner critic and how that changed everything for me. The difference between a healthy and an unhealthy inner critic, because not all criticism is bad, but your inner critic can become quite toxic. And most importantly, how to actually handle your inner critic, because as said, we don't want to lose the positive aspects of it. So let's start with the first point, my personal inner critic. It is actually so funny because I wasn't even discovering it myself. I've heard of the topic before and I never really thought it had anything to do with me. I couldn't really relate to it. So when I was talking with a coach of mine where we were trying to discover what is going on right now in my life and in my business, he was telling me, I think you got a really strong inner critic. And the funny thing is, my reaction was, no, I don't have a strong inner critic. I was so used to it. I was so used to it. It took me like 3 to 4 weeks to finally realize, to be like, oh, I think now I'm getting what he was talking about, right? Because I was so used to this voice inside of me. And I thought this drive is really me. Now, that's not wrong. It is a part of me, but it's not all of the story. However, in business and career, only the inner critic was literally in a driver's seat pushing me. And if you have ever seen those posts on Instagram where they say, oh, you can never achieve, like you're never happy and satisfied with yourself because you keep on moving the goalposts, this might very likely be your inner critic. Because no matter where you are, your inner critic is like, you could be somewhere else. You should already be here. Have you already looked over there what this other person is doing? So this is this person, like, this is this part of you, this voice inside of your head that is pushing you. And as already said, it's great. I love my inner critic so much because it's got me here. It's making me relentless. It's making me consistent. But also, it's beating me up quite a lot. So now that I know this inner critic, I can actually go to work with it. And it changed everything for how I see myself and how I can actually use it for myself instead of being abused by it in a mental health kind of way, if you know what I'm saying. So if you're listening right now and think, oh, I don't have an inner critic, that's not for me, that might very well be your inner critic telling you that this is not for you, because this part of you does not want to have a lot of spotlight on it, because it likes to work in shadows. So if you think that is not for you, then this is for you. Let's already go to part two, the healthy versus the unhealthy inner critic. So as already stated, there are so many things to your inner critic that is helping you. It is keeping you motivated, ambitious, potentially even to a point where other people cannot really understand how you continue caring so much about your work, about your career. And I think this is amazing. I would never tell you to stop that. I think you need to keep your drive, because it's something that is a huge competitive advantage for you in the workplace. So really go inside for a second and imagine, what is it that you're doing that others would never do, where they're like, oh, you know, that's good enough, where you just go the extra mile. This is your inner critic. And I think it's time to thank it for this work, for giving you the, you know, drive, for actually coaching you. To me, it seems like a little coach with a little whistle, always continuing to pushing me, being like, you can do 5 more push-ups, right? So this is a good thing. Not many people have that. So you're not at a risk of becoming a couch potato. And I think that's great. So let's thank our inner critic for that. However, there's this kind of toxic part of the inner critic too, very often, especially in the high performance and very driven leaders out there. And this is literally this voice that's driving you so much that you are feeling burned out every single time. It does not matter what kind of boss you have in real life, because your inner critic is way worse. It's way more strict, severe, and never happy with anything that you've achieved. So there's a huge risk of this inner critic pushing you without any limit if you are not taking care of it, taming it to some extent, and working with it instead of being worked out by it. And, you know, there's not just the burnout side. There's also the side of overthinking, this thing of where even small mistakes can become huge problems in your mind because your inner critic is beating you up constantly about like, you should have known better, you should have not done that, you should have straight away done this or communicated better or whatever it is that did not go perfectly. And now I want to ask you, what in this world is perfect? And yes, it's a trick question. Nothing's perfect. So your inner critic, if you have a really nasty one, will never be happy with whatever you're doing. So we need to work with that part of ours and make it understand that this world is imperfect. There's no 100% perfection. If you think there is, it's an illusion. It does not exist. So it also loves to do is like comparing you to others, right? And this really gives you this also weird feeling in networking. Because how genuine can you really be if you're constantly in comparison mode, if you're not really happy for other people around you, for their achievements, because their achievements diminish yours. So it really also impedes you from genuine connections and integrity at the workplace, which is really important for long-term career success and satisfaction. So really, if this toxic part of the inner critic is running the show for you, it drains your energy, it might risk you of running into burnout. It makes it hard to genuinely network with other people. It makes you feel super bad, even though you have great achievements. So you're unable to actually celebrate where you're at, how far you've come. And this is dangerous because it drains you. It drains the energy. You might run into burnout. And also it really drains the fun out of this whole thing. And if your career is not fun, why would you even pursue it? It's so much time of your life that you spend at your job. You are obliged to make it fun. Okay. This is important. You need to like doing this. Otherwise, what's the whole point of being ambitious? So now we're at why that is so dangerous for high achievers, high performers, or overachievers out there. The biggest danger is that you are thinking that is normal and this is just part of being a successful person. This is the cost of success, so to speak. So you put your success over your mental health. And the solution would be so easy because if you are in that place, you burn out just because you don't set enough boundaries or sometimes pause and celebrate your wins, which is so motivating as well. There's not only motivation in pushing you because you're not good enough, there's motivation in celebrating every small win. And it's so much fun. If this inner critic keeps on pushing you to overwork and overdeliver, it might be linked to you not feeling good enough if you don't do that. And that's a huge issue. So if it's linked to your self-worth, you might run into a problem big time. In addition, this inner critic might make you hypervigilant, making your nervous system hyper-aroused because you're always scanning your environment for something else to not working out so you can come up with a solution before it actually happens. Now, it's not all bad again, right? But if you're constantly doing this, your nervous system is in hyper alert mode, in constant fight or flight mode. And this is just unhealthy. You cannot go like this for 5, 10, 15 years. It's impossible. You will run into serious health issues and we don't want that. And what's the worst point is if we continue going down that route, we might tie all of the things that are happening in the outside to our identity. And as you know, if you've listened to the podcast about not making your job your identity, this is very, very dangerous because it makes you fragile. Because your identity, if it's tied to something on the outside, to an evaluation on the outside, somebody could literally come and take that away from you. If you're fired tomorrow, your whole identity will crumble and it will lead to a breakdown. I don't want that. We can put a stop right here, right now. So now, how do we actually stop this unhealthy way your inner critic works? What can we do so that the inner critic does not run your whole life, but is a helpful part to your career? So first of all, always there's the awareness part. You cannot change something that you are not aware of. So now that you have listened to this podcast for 10 minutes, you can become aware of your voice. Like next time you're in your job, something's not going right, what is going on inside of your head? Become aware of that. What are you telling yourself? That's your inner critic. So now that you're aware of it, you will become aware more and more often when it will kick in. And I promise you, it's not only kicking in a career. Probably it tells you, friends are coming over, my apartment needs to be perfect, or I don't know, my hair needs to be perfect, everything needs to be perfect. So listen to it so that you fully understand its impact that it's having right now on you and your career. Second, instead of trying to silence it, which is really not the way that we want to go, try to build a relationship with it. It's really, really important that you have a great relationship with your inner critic. Imagine your inner critic like a football coach, right, with a little whistle on the side. Yes, once you're on the field, the football coach might take over and tell you what to do. But off of training, outside of the field, you need to have a good relationship with this person because it's hyper important that you get along well, that you think the intentions are right, that you are on the same path, you have the same vision, the same goals. Otherwise, it will be really hard to work together with that person in the long run, right? So start to build a relationship. And this way, you also take over charge because your inner critic should not be running the whole show. Your highest essence, your best self should be the CEO of your career and life. And having the inner critic as one helpful part on the side that is supporting you to get where you want to go, right? But that way it doesn't run the whole show. It's not the CEO. It's just like the VP of achievements, okay? So the first step here is once you're aware of it, say thank you inner critic from the part of a CEO. So you treat it like your best employee that you have and you thank it for all its great work. But sometimes you also can tell it, you know, I know that you came here with a great intention to make us awesome, amazing, but now is the time to take a step back and actually take a break. Thank you so much. We will get back to you later. And third, let's reclaim your worth independent from your performance. This is so important for you to become unshakable, which is really, there's no way around it. You need to become unshakable if you want to be successful in your career in the long term, because there's too much going on out there. So separating your self-worth from your achievements in your career and in your life, this can be, you know, more a medium-term process or a long-term process, depending on how deeply that is rooted inside of you. But you need to start now, start today. This is really important inner work to it. So if you want to start today, journal about it. And the journal prompt that I want to give you is, what if my self-worth were completely detached from my achievements? What would that mean for me? How would my life shift if I really believed that to be true? And also go the other way. What if I think my self-worth is 100% attached to my achievements in my career? And really go down that rabbit hole a little bit for you to understand on a deeper level that this is really not the goal. So now we're at the last part of actually changing the behavior patterns around your inner critic. For instance, let's start with clear endpoints to your tasks. So they don't become always bigger, 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 but you have clearly defined tasks. And once they're done. And then you take a break. You can take a coffee break. You can take, you know, a break and go for a walk, depending on how flexible you are. Or if it's the end of the workday, you allow yourself to do something nice that you truly enjoy. Also, especially for long-term processes, you start to celebrate progress. So have big milestones written out by the CEO, not by the inner critic. And then whenever you reach a big milestone, you celebrate, okay? You celebrate with your loved one, with your family, friends, colleagues, whoever it is. You open up a bottle of champagne. You decide how, but celebrate important progress. Third, become really aware of comparison spirals. You don't want to go there. You are playing your own game here. So make sure that you stay centered towards yourself. Successes of others do not take away your success. And lastly, put in some moments in your week. It can be on the weekend where you really check in with yourself, how you feel, so that you make sure that you do not run into burnout step after step after step. Okay, this is a process often that happens for months or even longer. So make sure that you regularly, honestly check in with yourself so that you are aware of what's going on inside of you and can act before it actually happens. Okay, we do not need a clinical depression, a clinical burnout. We want to act before. All right, that way we actually save our careers, because once you have a real burnout, it's really hard to go back. So I don't want anybody to experience this. Okay. And if you have really strong symptoms, please make sure to reach out to a licensed professional in that case, okay? This way, we really want to shift your inner critic from being a bully to being an amazing coach that helps you reach your ambitious goals, because you can do it. If you use all of it to your advantage, also your inner parts, also your inner critic. So if that resonated with you, I want to tell you, your inner critic is great. You are amazing for doing that work. You are not broken because you have it. You're actually an amazing person, amazing human. It's just some inner work that is needed for us to be aligned again, to make it fun again. I think you deserve it so, so much. Please remember, you are so much more than your achievements on the outside. I would love to see you back next time. Bye.